Hi guys, it's a brand new episode. In this episode, as always, we discuss about different issues. Rashida has been giving people advice. This episode is advice episode. Tune in, hope you enjoy this one. You are always...
That's why you're having headache. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Ilsis Ladu. Eid Mubarak, people.
It was like 3 days ago.
No.
Everybody has gone to work today.
But I'm still greeting them because we didn't get the chance to wish them Eid Mubarak in the last episode.
That was true. We forgot that it was Eid period. And we didn't even say, we'll be coming back after Eid.
Wait, tell me, it dropped on the Eid days.
Yes, our last episode dropped on Eid day. Yeah.
So that was a perfect opportunity to wish people happy Salah, Eid Mubarak. The happies.
So we are doing that in Aries.
Nevertheless, Eid Mubarak. Rashida, Eid Mubarak again.
Thank you very much. You guys, today is the day that I will report Ilsis.
Rashida, please.
Let me tell you what happened during this Eid period. So, Ilsis,
I don't even know what you're going to say. I'm trying to recall what happened.
Don't try to remember anything.
But nothing happened now, Rashida.
Nothing happened. You guys, you know what? Yes. So, on Eid day, Ilsis was capturing people's pictures and posting it on her WhatsApp story. She was just posting everybody. I was using one corner of my eyes to look at her. She was posting everybody. I was waiting for the end of the day to say, okay, you see, I gave her one day. We did day one. I didn't say anything. We did day two.
I didn't say anything. Ground. How will you see?
I didn't say anything.
You're busy now. I did. I wish everybody Eid Mubarak.
But you didn't post your picture.
See people. It was a mistake. It was really hot that day. You remember this Eid sleep after you come back from Eid?
Yeah.
Eid ground. That's it. Oh, Rashida, that was what happened to me. So, Senamanta, I was just sleeping.
Okay.
It was hot. I forgot about it. If not,
I was looking at her.
Not my fault.
At the end of day two, I said, Ilsis, so what do you really mean? where are we going to from here? So, you're using other people's picture to... How did I even put it? Why are you trying to move your attention away from something like that? I was like, why are you trying to... I said, where's your picture?
Rashida, it will not stop me from saying what I want to say about you. Well, so
Let me finish.
I now know why you're starting from this standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Your sister sent her picture. I said, what is it, Sam? I said, what is it? When I said, send your picture, I did not mean to do... You know when you're playing Mortal Kombat and they say, finish him. That's what you see did for us. You saved the best for the last. That's good. You looked nice. You were giving.
Of course.
You were giving. Course. You didn't disappoint.
Of course. Well, I'm learning from the best. So, are you done? Let me come back to you.
Is this what we are doing on this episode? God, please.
You know, Rashida's boys are growing and Rashida is just getting younger. After Eid, let me even start. I mean, one of the best places for me, I'm home in Maiduguri. Yeah. It's like everybody abandoned Abuja. At the airport, Rashida, if you see people, I say, what? Where are we going? It's like they're chasing people out of Abuja. Nobody wanted to celebrate Eid in Abuja.
Wow.
Come and see delays, canceling. I was like, please, anything that you people want to do, let me just leave this airport. I just want to see myself in Maiduguri. That's all. And surprisingly, not only Muslims, so because it will be a long weekend, you know?
It is
Friday. So the Friday, Monday is public holiday. So people have this long break, 4 days. They're using the opportunity to travel because at the airport, I heard the announcement for Port Harcourt three times and one delay. I said, wait, what occasion is happening in Port Harcourt? There's a special Eid that is happening in Port Harcourt that I don't know. Like, the airport was full. Rashida, I was at the counter, right, to collect my boarding pass. I was standing there for 30 minutes. Not that I was at the back of the line. I was looking at the counter, but it was so slow. You know what Nigerians do now? So they will send forward their ticket to their agent. Okay. You pack for a whole family. One agent will be in front.
Oh.
Some have even sent their luggages. So it was just wasting time.
Oh,
we're supposed to depart by 11:30. Mm. We didn't leave Abuja till, I think, 12:40. My goddaughters were to leave for Kano by 1. Even they took the initiative to come early to finish everything at the airport. I think they came around 10 something. We're together at the lounge. They moved the flight from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
1 to 6?
Yes. If they have left around that 6 F, you will not be upset.
Yeah,
they
didn't
leave Abuja till 7 something. Yeah.
No.
They were not home till I think around 10.
Huh? As 10 to 10
very much, 12 hours.
Oh God!
For an hour's plus flight, right?
Yeah, somebody was saying something about crazy. Like the aircraft now is like a downfall bus. They take people from for example, people that are going from Abuja to Lagos. They take them from Abuja, drop people in Port Harcourt, pick people up from Port Harcourt, then move to Lagos, something like that. I'm like, how is that even possible?
Like, and you know, this thing is persistent because I believe even though the current aviation minister is really trying, but I don't think the follow up with the penalties and the punishment for these airlines, because it's crazy.
Nobody's holding.
You understand? Just yesterday, I saw a video on TikTok about what AirPs did to people. Some people spent 12 hours at the airport, Rashida.
12 hours,
and AirPs is becoming worse. No. They cancel at their own whims, so it's crazy. Anyway, I got to Maiduguri. Before I got to Maiduguri, there have been this crazy heat wave in Maiduguri. It's crazy for the past 3 weeks. It's crazy. I know it's crazy because my mom is somebody that loves the warm weather. She loves the warm weather. My mom is somebody that when you're sleeping in her room, maybe you came from Abuja or whatever, even if you're Maiduguri, you don't like the heat, you put on the AC, maybe you're sleeping at night, you come out of the AC, that the cold is not good for your body. So it's so bad, Rashida, that my mom was sleeping with AC. She said even at that, it was hot. I said, what? And I'm coming for Salah, please. The heat should just behave itself that bad. During Arafat day, a day after I came, in Kingawani, headache, the kind headache. I think I had to bath like 5 times. I was just pouring water from my head. Rashida, my head was like it was about to fall off. Yes. And you know, normally I realize Arafat day is always hot. That single fasting that you fast, if you notice, it's always tedious.
Yes,
so imagine I was just in the room. My head, Rashida. My sister was like, oh, are you going to break the fast? I said, no, we'll take you to the finish line.
You know, we're the longer days in London.
Rashida is spraying Maghrib by 9:30.
Isha is
you
10.
You guys really tried.
Isha is 10.
Wow.
10:35. You know who I pity the most in all this thing? My son. He has to stay up to complain every morning.
Well, Rashida, why doesn't he sleep? You wake him up.
But what happens?
He's better now.
No, I do that. So when his dad is in charge, there are times where I'm in charge and the dad is in charge. So I just let them be. I don't involve myself. Anything they decide. Sometimes he wants to sit down, so I don't want to be nagging when he doesn't want to do
it. The nagging mom.
Yes, when I'm like, it's my turn to take charge, I explain to him that you sleep now, I'll wake you up, then you pray so that you won't be struggling to pray. And he listens.
Yes.
But when his dad is in charge, they want to watch a movie together, they want to do something together, and I don't want to start.
Yeah.
So that's what used to happen.
But it's really crazy because for non-Muslims, for you to understand what we are saying, like what she's saying is the Isha is the last prayer that the Muslim pray, because we pray 5 times a day. Isha is the last one. So usually, for example, in Nigeria, we pray that prayer around 7:30 p.m. and she's doing it by 10:30.
Yeah.
Abuja, what's case scenario is, let's say, around 8 and you're done with all your prayers. You forgot to mention something, Rashida. You pray Isha 10:30, then your Fajr is around 2 something a.m.
Fajr is around 2:40.
I'm having flashbacks. I'm having flashback. You know, I did two Ramadan in the UK, so it's brutal.
It is brutal.
Rashida,
just imagine.
I love Muslims, so you see them. You see, they know, so they can't fast. I say, look at this one. You can't fast.
You can't fast.
But
what
when it's
you
winter,
fast.
You can fast. Rashida, you know some Nigerians run back to
yes,
Nigeria.
Yes, I know a lot. I know. Ramadan, I used to know some families.
They can't do it.
Back. Yes. No, look at it. If you miss it, you have missed the whole day. You're fasting for maybe 24 hours. If you miss Sahuria, shit. Yes.
Oh, more. Hey.
The best thing is
as
don't
my mother
sleep.
Would say, she said that place is not for Africans.
No.
That's why God made it like
yes,
that.
Yes. Yes. I think so. See, if you miss your Sahur, hey. That is the end for you. That means you have to fast the whole day without. Just imagine missing Sahur in Ramadan. Oh, you have to fast.
And Kai,
the best thing for you is just make your intention, eat in the night, forget about Sahur and just forget it.
You know, that reward that you get for Sahur, even if you take the
water,
you don't want to miss it now.
Yeah.
And when I did my Ramadan in the UK, I think they had one of the hottest summer. It was hot. It was hot. And we were fasting. Anyway, after the fasting, the next, it rained. Thank God, like heavy rain in Maiduguri. Everywhere was cold. Funny thing, Maiduguri in the afternoon, it will be like almost 40 degrees. But once it's in the evening, it comes down to 24, 25 degrees, which is really,
which
really
is,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
not
yeah.
Bad.
You know, it's the desert. So, Alhamdulillah, Friday, as I told you, after Eid, Rashida, I was tired. I just wanted to sleep. As I came back, ate a little, I was just flat on the bed. It was hot. I was sweating, tossing, turning. I was just tired. I just wanted to say, where will you see me to post, Rashida?
No, I just wanted to point out,
right?
In case you wanted to do something, I wanted to hold you accountable.
And Rashida, don't forget, we are adults now. We beat our time. You understand?
Yeah,
anyway, Rashida was accusing me falsely. I said, sorry, ma. I sure are you. Tomorrow, I'm going to send you something.
Yeah.
So yesterday, people were just coming. People were just coming. My mom, if you see people that are trooping to this house, sometimes I'll just enter the room. I don't want to talk.
Oh.
Even she gets tired, talk more of me.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. You see, family is a familiar place. Even when you go out, it's always lovely for me. Maiduguri, it was beautiful. When I woke up that day after my long sleep, I said, let me even scroll. I know people, it's a photo shoot.
I love
it. I just saw, who is this? Bam, Rashida. I said, no. This lady doesn't know she mother. Rashida doesn't want to hear. If you see her beside her two sons, if you see Rashida beside her two sons, you think she's their elder sister. Say, look at this one.
Yes. Yes,
another one.
That's what you just said. What? You know my son calling me his sister now. That I'm his sister.
It's even good. It's good now.
I said, how did we get here? From where to where?
Rashida.
He said,
I don't know how you do it.
I need to eat beans. More beans.
Because Rashida's first son is almost a high.
My four-year-old son.
Before you know it.
Oh, my God. He said, his dad is my father. Then me, I'm his... I don't know how he got this explanation. I was just, I said, wait, how did we get here? I'm their sister. I said, so who is the mother? How are we?
Mother.
So where's your mother?
Where's
the father? Is also his brother. I said, what are they teaching in your school? Like, how are we getting?
Salim will confuse you.
I
that
think
boy
just,
is.
He's just
he's pressing Rashida.
He stresses me. You can tell him that this is, you can just say, they'll say, okay, somebody will ask you, what is the time? You will say, it's 5 o'clock. He will say, no, it's 3 o'clock. You don't have a watch. You don't, like, where are we?
That's what second borns do now. But the middle child, they don't send anybody.
No, that, but he stresses me too much.
World of their own.
He can't argue.
Salim stresses Rashida.
No,
I like you because I think there was a time where we're talking on the phone. Rashida, he came down, mommy, I would like some milk. I said, Rashida, nah, Nigerian boy want drink milk. Milky. So since that day, I said, where's my milk, man? Milky.
Milk, also
what
milk.
What do you call that? I said, Rashida, your son is drinking milk. He said, he drinks milk.
So he stresses me.
Like, it's really strange. He's just an English boy. Very funny boy like that. No. Rashida, you are their sister.
He's very...
But Rashida was looking penguin.
Giving us.
I said, Rashida was just trending. I'll see Rashida and this person's status. This one. I said, So I think she wanted to push the talk. The next day, Rashida said, is the name Eid? I said, Paul, come and see Rashida in a bed of roses. Give us, if you like, do it with your full chest. If you like, be pretending like you don't know what you're doing.
I just point it out. I used to be the one that we not put my pictures, but I have come to realize that
it's a lie.
This life, it comes one time, that there will never be another 2025 Eid. 25,
not at all. Yes.
So why not? And I love watching other people's pictures. And so why not? Like
it's really fun. And Rashida, the thing for me, Rashida, you have total control of who and who sees what you want them to see.
Yeah.
It's not like this picture, I just want a limited number of people to see my family and me. You can do that.
You can do that.
They have made it easy across all platforms.
Yes.
Like I always say, see, whoever disturbs you at this day and age, now you wanted it. Because you have all the tools to stop anything. If you're posting and you don't want so person to see, you mute them.
And I've had friends that will come and say, send me your picture, and I will gladly send you my picture. Like, if you want my picture, take my picture. What's it? Come talking about that. There's this narration that when people die, please don't post my picture when I die. Are you of that opinion that people shouldn't post your picture to say Inna Ilahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, or they should just say it and just put your name and like that?
So the thing is, I can argue for both.
Okay. Let me hear what you have.
Yes. Now, for example, right, coming from Muslim standpoint.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Let's say, for example, now, you know, there's this belief that there's a certain type of celebration that you're not supposed to do. And you know the way weddings are now.
Yeah.
Over the top, there's music and everything. Mm. So let's say, for example, it's a picture of you dancing and whatnot.
Okay.
You know how you dress, penguin and everything. You go for a picture of me in that scenario.
Okay, I get you.
Right?
So
for the fact that you cannot control what people post,
okay.
It's better to say, okay, don't just post my picture.
That makes sense.
So
that makes sense.
Don't just post my picture. So you cancel whichever picture. Is it a picture of me and you were having fun? Or is it the wedding? Or is just my selfie? Or is just me seated? So you don't know which one.
Okay, in that way you put it like that, it makes sense.
So that's the argument.
Yeah, that makes sense. But you know, sometimes you don't know people, and then somebody posts a picture of somebody and they say Inna Ilahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. You look at that picture.
Yeah, people pray for them.
Yeah, you put a face.
A lot of times I've seen pictures of people that I don't know, and I pray for the person.
Yes, me too.
Sometimes you just feel the need to pray. So you see, that's why I say I argue for both.
Yeah, that makes sense. To me, now I'm looking at it from the perspective of I want people to pray for me when I'm gone. And maybe posting my picture would give somebody, is this lady? You know, and then do a prayer.
Yeah.
I say a prayer for me. See? I look at it from that perspective. But from the way he explained it,
now you see, both
really.
And to each their own.
And to each their own.
Yeah, I don't think, for example, now that my picture that was in front of Kaaba.
Yeah.
So the people that are making that argument that don't post my picture, in 1,000 years, if you tell them, okay, this is a picture that everybody will post when you pass, they will not say no.
Yes.
It's a personal decision. Mm. I don't like argue for people's beliefs
anyway,
and whatever.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Asked that question? To each their own, definitely. But the thing is that some people are making it a thing, because when I first heard it,
you know, we always have extremists.
Yes, exactly. It's as if I heard it from the extremist point of view, and they were like, it is haram to post a picture.
Stressing yourself.
You're
stressing yourself.
I just took it from that aspect. And I'm like, okay, but if you post a decent picture of me and say, Inna Ilahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, somebody out there that doesn't know me, that hasn't seen me before, will just look, me looking at that picture, will be like, this person, and say a prayer for me. And you don't know whose prayer Allah is going to accept, you know? And then this person was saying, no, you shouldn't post any picture. Cancel everything. So they made it feel like... So that was what I heard and got me a bit confused, but that was a good way to clarify it. I believe, yeah, to each their own.
But then there's a third one, or they are the third people again.
Okay.
But
okay.
That, those ones, them. Okay, let me give you an example, right? I'm a photographer now.
Yeah.
So I went to this. Okay, I think, was it a wedding? Mm. I think it was a wedding, Rashida.
Okay.
So it was the lunch. It was not the dinner.
Mm.
We're there snapping. Well, mm. This lady said, no. They should not snap.
Snapper. Okay.
So you see those ones, even the snapping the first way, you should not.
No, those ones have listened to that preaching I heard the first time and have taken it so to heart.
You were at a wedding where you know there'll be photographers there. So even if you don't agree for the photographer to snap you, like individually, whether you like it or not, you'll be in the picture.
Yeah, you'll be in the photos.
Because definitely. There might be snapping people in group, yep. Or you'll be beside. You will, yep, not escape it so far as you are there.
The best thing is don't come.
Skip it. Mm. Then I think there's one, I think her own was even weird for me. It was after the pictures,
yeah.
She later came to us and was like, please, yeah, can you remove me from all the pictures?
Maybe they didn't know she.
I don't understand.
Maybe they didn't know
it's
she
like
was.
It's like a sudden realization for her after the thing.
Yeah.
And there are all these people that don't want pictures.
Okay.
But she stood in the group of four or three and everything. Then later she says she doesn't want. So how are they going to?
How will they remove you? Who is going to, because of you, you want to do a, to suffer?
A lot of work. Do you understand? They're taking a lot of work. 1,000 of photos. Yes. Because of you,
I'm
now.
Sorry.
Enter Photoshop, trying to start, do all the work, magic.
No,
because
please,
of what,
you wouldn't
every
have been
photographer
there.
Is say yes, ma, but they are not going to do anything. As they left,
why
as they're leaving themselves, they are forgotten about you.
Of
Let
course.
Me tell you the truth.
Why I would they?
In case. See, Rashida, there are some people with a lot of views like that. You understand? And the ones that I even understand, for example, now, this is the way I dress.
Okay.
Right? I'm always covered up, right? So there's this picture maybe of me that I'm not fully covered. So those people will be like, ah, please don't post that one. I understand, because when they are out, this is their appearance. So I understand why they don't want that kind of picture outside.
Yeah.
At least that one makes sense to me.
Makes sense.
But today you are for this, tomorrow you're for that, you are confusing yourself. Please, Rashida, you know, anything that will stress, any form of stress, please. I'm not
subscribed.
No, it's stressful.
I'm not subscribed.
Really stressful.
Yeah.
Anyway, but all the best to them. You know me, I'm prayer now. I wish them all the best. Now my handwork.
All in all, it was a beautiful, beautiful.
No, it was. I just love it. It's like just our own little fashion show that happens every Eid. Do you know? It's beautiful.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
The first day, that was on a Saturday, there was no Arabic school. We had a free, it was a long weekend for us, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on Sunday, I'm like, what do you mean it's already Sunday? Like, it just came and it went like that. It's Monday already. Where you're having fun, time really goes fast. It wasn't a boring Eid. You see, I'm becoming very lazy. Like, I don't know if I can celebrate the typical Nigerian Eid, where people are cutting ram, you're frying, you have to be in the kitchen, you have to, I don't think, you know.
Hey.
Sorry.
Regina, no, I don't even blame you.
It's been forever.
I don't blame you.
If you give me a ram now and say,
I don't blame you.
Is for you. I really don't know what to do with it. I'm sorry. I'm not bragging,
okay,
but
like
I don't
for
know
me,
what to do with
if,
it.
You see, Rashida, what is there to even brag? You're just saying what you prefer. It's not bragging. Anybody that wants to go and sleep in the kitchen, please go and sleep in the kitchen. We don't want to do that.
You know, some people will say
Rashida.
What is she feeling like?
Rashida.
But I
Rashida,
don't like,
Rashida.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let me say it on behalf of Rashida. We are feeling like we don't want to go to Eid in the kitchen. People that go into
Thank
the
you.
Kitchen for Eid.
Thank you.
More power to your elbow. Women leader, virtuous woman. May God bless you people.
No, but yours is to be fair. Yeah. Some people don't have a choice. Some people really don't have a choice.
I could argue for both too.
Yeah.
I know. But I still could argue for both. Rashida, right from the beginning, when is Salah, there's this lady, I think I've mentioned her to her. I'm mentioning her to you now. So she was a housemate since when I was in secondary school. Once it's Eid like that, as they are cutting the ram, Binao to his standby, she'll do everything. My own to come and taste the meat that they have.
Yeah.
She'll finish everything.
Yeah.
The only thing I know I do is I cook the food, because like there are some certain foods that I have to be the one to make it for the taste, because before I cook, I imagine how it will taste, and I'm the one that will get that taste. That's it. That's it, my sister. Rashida, anywhere this is, we'll chase it.
The only time I did it was the first time we got married. That was the first time. It was
with you. Want Rashida, you give Rashida Ram. She and Ram will be looking at each other now. What will she do?
That year, I don't even know what happened that year. The boys caught it and they brought it. We put it in the freezer. We just got married. Like, we don't even know what to do. I really don't know what to do.
No. But you know, Rashida, see, it's not easy. There are people that work.
Exactly.
Your arm, bring it. We'll do everything for you. We'll fry it with your own.
Hey, God bless my mother-in-law. She's the one that takes care of it. All she needs to do is send me my share.
That's it.
I'm like, please, you know, please keep my share of the meat. It's for my you to share, has, you know.
Like how many people that are doing the work here?
Yeah.
She has her girls here. There are people that come. Okay, for example, this Eid, how many rams were there? Like,
who would do that now, please?
My own is when I'm leaving for Abuja.
You're taking your own. That is.
I'm even tired of eating the meat.
I haven't tasted the meat this year.
Yeah.
I'm expecting some.
And you know, the taste for Salah ram is different from when you go out and get the ram.
Yes, it is different.
I don't know. There's a taste it has. It's only during Eid that it has that taste.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. I will not forget to mention, even though we are smiling and whatnot, a lot of people were not able to sacrifice because of the cost of living in Nigeria.
I hope other people that did were able to share with people, because that's the essence of this anyway.
Yeah. My mom was surely go take
It's not for you to sit down and eat and keep. It's for you to share.
No.
Everybody is supposed to eat that meat around you. Like, nobody is supposed to say they didn't eat salam meat around you. See, it's not an excuse for anybody to say they didn't get salam meat when they were not able to. Those that were able to do, the essence is for you to share it with everybody around you. So everybody is supposed to eat salam around you.
Yeah, I can remember, like, in Nigeria 4 or 5 years ago, with your 1900,000, you get fit ram. You know, last year we were here complaining. So they were selling ram for more than $1 million. When I heard it first, I said, I don't understand. What does that even mean? How is a ram more than $1 million? So how much will now cow be now? Cow will be how much? And it became worse this year.
Yeah.
A lot of people did not sacrifice. But the good thing is, economically, you're supposed to do it if you can afford it. That's the beautiful thing with Islam.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sacrifice a ram if you can afford it. If you can't, enter market, buy your 1 kilo of meat, you and your family fry it and eat it.
And that's it.
You are done.
You are good to go.
And that's it. You are good to go. I love what some people did in Kano, Rashida. They were busy inflating the prices for their ram. The ram sellers were giving excuses that, you know, because of the feud between Niger and Nigeria and Chad and Nigeria, they usually bring these rams from these countries, but now they can't. That's why the prices is, I said, okay, no problem. What some people did in Kano, multiple people will come together and buy one camel.
Yeah.
They'll sacrifice it.
Easy peasy. That's it. Can hold your ram. They were busy complaining that there's low patronage. Like, these people are really funny, Rashida. So where do you expect these people to get money to buy this your ram? Where do you expect it? Income has not increased and the prices for everything has gone up. Then the normal inflation that happens, you know, when it's prices of things will go up, it will skyrocket for everything that you know. The prices have skyrocketed. You know, with in the rainy seasons now, if you remember last year, around July, August, it was a time when people were complaining a basket of tomatoes was around 20,000. The time has come. Your peppers and everything, the prices has gone up. It's only onion that is a little bit okay. So people are grappling with that already. Then you come and you're telling people to buy around for 500,000, 600,000. If you see the ones for 200,000, nothing you can write home about. Islam is easy. If you can't afford it, there are other ways. You understand it? You try again next year. Nigeria has not tried for its people, but alhamdulillah, Eid has come and gone.
Beautiful. Shall we go on the streets?
Let's go.
Did you see the two things I wanted to talk about? Two trending topics. Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
Hey.
Two besties are fighting. What?
No, no, no. But you know, it was bound to happen.
It
now.
Was bound to happen.
Egomaniac. Yes. With inflated ego. It was about time. You can't have two captain in one.
You can't have two captains. I'm like, oh God. Come and see the fight on X.
I was just laughing. It was, oh my God. Twitter was lit that day. People that have blocked Elon Musk say, ah, let me go and unblock him. Yeah. I need this tea in real time. I need to get this tea in real time.
In real time. This is the beginning. Yusis, please, for people that really don't get it, I'm like, what are these guys saying? In a layman language, hit us. Tell us what.
You don't know Elon Musk. You don't know Trump. And you don't know the role that Elon Musk played in the last
election.
US,
yeah.
How he spent millions and millions and millions to make sure Trump wins. Where are you living? Under the rock?
I'm telling you that some people, some people don't get it. Some people will be like,
they are not our listeners. They are not our listeners.
Our listeners are supposed to be moving ahead with the trend.
Yeah. I'll never believe that. Yeah, let's move on. It's not even possible. You see, people, Rashida is trying to look down on you.
No, that's I'm not. No. We are not doing that here. That's not what we are doing. Elephants are fighting.
The funny thing for me is what these people are doing is affecting lives, it's affecting countries. See what they are doing now. Whenever you're on TikTok or Twitter, the ICE agents are just busting into workplaces, arresting people and deporting them. Even though these people are on the track of getting their papers, they don't want to hear. And some people are even citizens. You look a type of way, or the skin of your color is a type of way, they just arrest you and direct you're gone. If you're a Muslim, they started with the Muslims. So it's funny to me. The thing is, Rashida, Donald Trump said what he wanted to do when he was campaigning. He said all these things.
He did.
But you know, that's the problem with racism. You think it will not affect you, right? If the white people are doing this, what makes you think you, because you are Hispanic, it was not going to affect you? Because they voted for him. A record number of them voted for him because they thought his policies will only affect the black people. They're thinking them, they are also white. You are not white. You're not Caucasian. And you're not Caucasian. Now, the one that really taught me was this family, and they also voted for him. They were on their way to the hospital. Their child has cancer. Oh. They were on their way to take her to the hospital. Rashida, the ICE agent, called them, picked the man, straight to ICE facility, and they reported him. The woman is crying.
God.
And I mistook it. Two incidents that I cannot forget. So the first one that I just mentioned, they were on their way to the hospital and they have one child that has disability.
Okay.
And he's of age, so she needs the man to help around, right? To help with everything. They have deported him. The second one, the child that has the cancer, they deported her too.
Oh God.
So tell me, all these inhumane policies and all that. But he didn't lie. He said he was going to do all these
things. He did.
Calling people aliens and all that.
And he banned like 12 and African countries.
South Africa. Just recently.
Yeah.
Elon Musk that is from South Africa. Although he's white and from a German extract. Look at what he's doing. Anyway, I don't blame him. See the way they're treating black South Africans in their own country. So he thought this romance with Donald Trump that those tweets that he tweeted that he took something, that's why it's a lie. This fight is going to continue. My own is, as they are fighting with each other, I'm afraid though, he might come and expose one bombshell that the world will shake.
Because these guys, they know things. They know things. He started with Epstein case.
Yes, that's a no-brainer now. There are videos of
Trump parties.
So definitely, and he refused to release the file, so you know he was there.
Yeah.
But there's something that Elon Musk said before the election, that if it's now it's about number, that they are going to get numbers. I know it's about computers and everything.
Oh God, so, please. It's still going to get messy.
It's going to get messier. And now Donald Trump is retracting contract for Starlink, for Teslas, and all that.
He's trying to pinch where hot.
So anyway, Oyo is their case. My own, she's just the innocent people.
That's not our problem. Let me tell you what our problem is. You see, trending topic. How many boxes are men supposed to wear? Let me throw the question at you. Like, how many days are men supposed to wear boxes?
What kind of question is that?
Because this is a trending. It's a serious.
Stop saying boxers. When you say boxers, you are making it seem like an outerwear or something. How, why are we even saying how many days?
That's the argument. How many days are you supposed to wear boxers? People were still arguing on that one. No? Then I now saw another one that people should stop lying. That
yes,
how,
okay.
How can you brush your teeth 365 days a year? And take your bath 365 days a year. I usually don't comment. I shouted, I had to write it. I had to write it under the comment section. I said, like, you people don't brush your teeth.
Honestly, that is good. You know, somebody said something that those people that you are arguing with on the, if you see them in real life, you'll be sad for yourself because face to face, when you see them, you'll be like, no, I cannot even have a conversation with this. Talk less of arguing with them. It's even good that they're even throwing this kind of questions so that, you know, the people that you're following, you know, somebody said, what? Me?
I was surprised when I read that.
Yeah, no, at least you use the one boxers for like 3 days. Somebody said you change it twice a week.
It was a big thing. I said, I didn't know that, like, your boxers, you don't change your boxers. We change our pants every day. You mean you don't change your boxers every day?
You didn't hear the argument. You are being like, you did. It's like you didn't go further.
I went further. They said that women, we used to, we have liquids coming down.
Then he now threw the question that said, okay, ladies, you are busy arguing with us. How many times do you change your bra? You did see that question.
I saw the question. I saw so many ladies saying that we don't even wear bra.
Rashida, those are two different arguments.
No, but women that don't boxers. Wear bra, they are God's chosen.
God did not intend it for you to be kept in one place that you should not.
I know. I wish I could. No, you see, bras are torture. Bras are like, no. The person, it should not be better for the person that invented bras.
I was just laughing.
I was seeing Whoopi Goldberg. She said that she hasn't worn a bra for the past 40 years. I'm like, so how does she pack the girls? How does she pack the girls? Like, I need her to tell me. This is when I take off my bra at the end of the day. If you say the relief.
Sorry.
No.
But we're talking about Whippy. I think she has been doing unconventional things for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't too long that I realized that she doesn't have eyebrows.
Are you serious?
You didn't even notice. You didn't even notice.
Yes. Right?
She doesn't have brows.
Okay.
For the long, since when she was young. Go back now or you can Google her picture now.
Okay. Is it like they don't grow or she doesn't have it? She shaves it.
She shaves it.
Okay.
So she has been doing unconventional things. I'm not even surprised that you mentioned her. And there are some babies say, Titan, no, they are not in for that.
My girls, I need my girls to be free.
It's man-made inventions. Well, Rashida, we are debating on the main point. Men that don't wear their underwear.
Men that wear their underwear is more than once. Like, who are you?
They don't wash it. The sweat, all the bacteria that is there. Your lab, you as you're walking, rubbing against each other. They say, no, they are not ladies. What about men that said, they don't box us until that one is not holes?
Who I put married to? And who I put dating? No, now. That's not what we are doing here.
Again, focus on the men. If not, if we start talking about the ladies now, it's going to take a whole.
No, for a Muslim, I don't think you should wear your boxers more than once. Somebody gave a breakdown. If you have, like 10 boxes. You wear Monday to Friday, you have one each. On Saturday, you wash them. You pick up the other sets. You wear just like the way we do with our pants. Why are you guys not changing your boxes? It's an underwear. You wear it, you put your trouser on top. When you remove it, you take it off, you put it in the basket. Come on. It's stressful.
They say it's stressful.
But they are always the first to come and say, oh, a woman's vagina is smelling. Oh, she doesn't take care of herself. Oh.
Talking about the ladies' private parts, you have men that don't know anything about the ladies' hygiene talking about this. Mm. You don't expect a lady's private part to be smelling like roses. It's not supposed to smell like that.
No, it's not. Yeah.
You that don't have a lady's part, we don't have hormonal changes, we don't have anything excreting. You still have skid mark. Skid mark is those men that don't wash their bum bum after they...
Stop it.
The underwear, you'll see some brown residue on the...
You see, so, please, when you wash your bum bum, when you do the number two and you wash your bum bum, please make sure you use soap. Tissue paper is not enough. I repeat, tissue paper is not enough. Use soap to wash.
They will not use soap. It's soap. People that are not washing boxers, some people that will tell you to only bath once. We are telling them to use soap.
Look at how I'm looking at you, because it's you that is making me irritated. Not them.
I'm trying to be realistic.
Not them. It's you now that is my problem. The way I'm looking at you.
Wipes is easier. Wipes is more accessible. Even that one, they will not do. How many bathrooms?
That's why I said they should use soap.
They will not use it now. They are wasting time. Okay, Rashida, you're going to make me something that I don't want to say. Somebody that will poo-poo will not flush, that he's busy. Is it the same person that will wash in bubble?
Please, can we go to another conversation?
You're the one that brought it. That they cannot flush, the wife will come and flush. I said, God forbid.
What do you mean they will not flush? Is their wife that will come and flush?
Yes, so he will do the poo-poo, leave it there. The wife will come and flush for you.
No, you see, no. Mm-hmm. Like, where, from where to where? How did we get here? What do you mean a full grown person will poo-poo and the wife will come and flush?
Contest. Like, the one is taking us to play, taking it. Let's focus.
No,
let's
wait, focus. No, let us talk about it.
You are the one that's always defending this man. So advise them and let's move on.
No. Your wife, you will be
finished. No. You have been saying no. Are you destiny child?
No. Let me say yeah. Oh God. No. You see, how can you allow another person to come and see the color of your own poop?
Thank you. No, as in proudly, you know, man of the house. His house help is there now. Why will he blush? So what is her use if he will be flushing toilet for her?
Who are the people raising this type of men now? Why are we behaving like this? Why are you saying that it's normal?
No, Rashida, what are you saying? They are used to it all. And the lady will come, oh, like some. And you know the worst part, you see him outside all dressed up like normal human being. It's when you go back to the house you see something.
No. Let's conclude this thing. You see, please. Yeah. The way we change our pants every day is the same way the man should change his boxers every day. If your husband, your boyfriend is not changing his boxers every day, he's a pig. Let's talk about bras for a bit. Like, how many times should somebody wear their bra?
Well,
it's the well.
See, I don't like the comparison between bra and underpants.
Yeah,
they're two different. They can never be the same.
They're not the same.
I know ladies. There are ladies that change bra every day.
Okay. Those are the ones with the OCDs. If you change your bra every day, you have OCD. There's nothing you can tell me.
They're the ones that change twice.
Okay.
They're the ones that change bra depending on the outfit that they are wearing.
Okay.
But you see those ones that is always black that they are wearing. The reason why it's only black.
The highest I can wear a bra would be 2 days.
Well, and you know another thing, Rashida, this is the UK where it's cold, you know, you are not sweating and everything.
Yeah.
It's a different case. You are in Nigeria and when the weather is really, really hot, you are sweating like Christmas goat. Even if you are living in a place with air conditioning, all that, but you're still going out.
Yeah.
You sweat. Definitely. All these bacteria and everything.
In a humid weather, I think you should change your bra once.
Thank you very much. For example, now think about Maiduguri that I told
you. No, you can't wear it more than...
Even with the AC sometimes, because of the heat, the AC is not even working.
Yeah.
You know, then you go out, you know, you are sweating profusely. Anyway, they don't care. I've seen some people that when they sweat, even if it's the clothes they wear, when they remove it, they'll just go and hang it outside.
Don't do that. It doesn't change. If you sweat, your clothes should be washed. If the moment you see anything that your armpit is wet, please don't repeat that clothes again. Please. Before I got married, there was somebody that came and he was asking me out. You see, I kid you not. The clothes he wore the first time I saw him, the next time he came to see me, he wore the same clothes.
Yeah.
I didn't give him a chance. Luckily for me. I'm glad I did not give him. That's how he will be. He will be saying, come and flush my poo-poo.
come for me. Hi. Oh my God.
You see how many times you wear your bra or your no bra zone.
If I was in the UK, maybe I would have been behaving like you.
Yeah, yeah. Nigeria. Okay, makes sense. Yes.
You know, along that.
Yeah, under the OCD community.
I'm not under any OCD. I'm just living the right way as an adult.
Give you a round of applause.
You're not okay. You're not okay. No, seriously.
No,
like,
if
I was living in the UK or the US where the weather is okay, maybe I might be doing what you're doing. It only makes sense. But you're Nigerian. Actually, I'm always complaining about this. And then there are days I don't even want to go out and I'm at home throughout. You just need to wear something simple. You're not wearing everything. You can let the ladies rest.
I know.
But when you're going out, that's a different thing. You understand? So please, when you are adults, please.
Absolutely. We have been able to give advice as the intellectual people that we are. You know, we give free advice.
We are the sisters that give better advice.
See, what will we call you? We are your therapists.
Your go-to sisters.
Your go-to sisters, your therapists, where you will tell you the truth as it is, without sugarcoating it. Quote us anywhere. We are here for you.
We're there for you.
And on that note, guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. You guys, thank you so much for listening this far. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, give us your humble reviews. Anything you want to say, say it with your full chest.
Kindly follow us on all of our social media handles. It's Habitual Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. We're on YouTube. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime you want. Thank you guys for always coming back. Thank you so much.